Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 93 for Wednesday, April 13th, 2016. Lip syncing. This episode of Android App Arena is brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron will send you all the ingredients to cook fresh, delicious meals with simple step-by-step instructions right to your door. See what's on the menu this week and get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/twit. That's blueapron.com/twit. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell, and I'm going to be frank here. This episode sounded like a good idea when I first picked it. Then I realized the reality of recording an episode on lip-syncing apps. I'd have to record videos of me lip-syncing in order to show them off. And, well, as awkward as it may have been, I did this for you, so I hope you're happy. Three apps in today's roundup that'll have you talking silently like a crazy person into your smartphone, trying your best to follow along with your favorite songs and movie clips. All right, then, here we go. Please go easy on me this week. It's this week's roundup. Now, I had never heard of this app before my review, and it's one of those things where I pulled it up and realized this is a really big deal. There's tons of content contributed every single day from all over. I also realized that, wow, this app is not designed for me, but my kids, they'll have some fun with it someday. It's called Musical.ly or musical.ly, and it's a whole social network based around lip-syncing content. It's also very feature-rich, so let's touch on the basics here. Tap the plus to fire off a new recording, and you can select some music from your own library or Musical.ly's library, from music to comedy to movie dialogue. There's a whole bunch of options here, a whole bunch of categories. Or how about a search up here? I'll go ahead and prove my dadness by finding Sister Christian by Night Ranger, and I'll select the right version of it because there are some live cuts here as well. I'll do the studio version. And now here you have the scissors button. This is how I select the portion of the song to use by setting the in and out points. You only have a select amount of time for your lip sync. Now, down at the bottom are a number of speed controls for the speed of recording. Recording in Epic, for example, plays the music insanely fast. It goes by super fast, so lip syncing is kind of hard at that speed. But once it's played back at normal speed, it results in super slow motion footage. Now, on the other side of the scale, all the way on the other side, is recording in laps. This results in high-speed action that's timed to the music. Now, laps can also be used for time-lapse capture, of course, as the name implies. And each clip is only recorded while you're holding down the shutter button. So when you let go, it pauses, waiting for you to push it again and add to that clip. Your progress is shown up there at the top. Now you piece it all together, and then once it's done, you hit that check mark up top, and your video will be previewed for you, along with the ability to do things like apply some filters, maybe add some tags, or add some friends on Musical.ly. And finally, the all-important post to Musical.ly's network. Now, if you want to keep it private, you can do that. You can save the file locally and do whatever you want with that masterpiece. This network is deep, and to be honest, I feel like the old dude crashing the party, so I'll just go ahead and stop now. But if you want to check it out for yourself, you can find Musical.ly in the Play Store for free. Now, you like your music videos. That's got to be rule number one here. Rule number two with the next app called Triller is that you have some stamina. Because piecing together an entire music video with your phone, as well as the app Triller, can be time-consuming. But it's very rewarding. Here's how it works. First, I'll go ahead and fire off a new project. Now, you can either scroll through to find a music selection from the featured section. This is more or less a number of current hits, recognizable to people younger than I am. Or you can do what I did and add my own music. Now, any music that's stored on your device, it's all fair game. And that includes adding an entire song beginning to end. So you can quite literally make an entire music video here. We'll go ahead and pick one off of my device, a nice John Lennon track. Now we'll choose the portion of the song, which, yes, can be the entire thing. But for this example, I'm going to grab a short clip and then I'll hit OK to let it process that audio. And now I'm ready to record take one of however many I want. I can swipe left or right to kind of pick some stylized filters for my particular clip, because, you know, music videos always have that crazy effect thing going on. And now I'll record take after take after take of my lip syncing to that track, kind of changing up the scenarios with each one. You can adjust the speed of the recording, of course, so it plays faster or it's slowed down, but it's still synced to the music. And, you know, once that's all inserted into the project, it kind of adds even more variety when you do that. Now, when you have all of your takes, hit that triller button, and then you'll watch the app kind of cut together a randomly generated music video, switching between all of those clips that you created. And if you don't like the cut, all you have to do is hit that button again. It'll recut a new version with different switches. If you don't happen to like a particular shot inside that version, all you have to do is tap to that portion of the video and then swipe that block to pick your favorite shot for that particular part of the song. And then, when you have your masterpiece, you can share it out to the world, of course, or save it to your device. Triller is a lot of fun, and sorry if my music video scarred you for life. Find Triller for yourself and see what you can do. It's in the Play Store right now for free. Maybe music isn't your bag, but you still want to get in on the lip sync action. Or maybe you're, you know, that person who knows all the quotes from all the movies and shows, and you can't help but bust them out on people at every corner to impress them. Well, here's a lip sync app that's perfect for you. Dub Smash actually allows you to find your favorite lines, quotes, and yes, there are some short music snippets in there as well. Actually, there are a lot of them. But anyways, you can take those short clips and record your video to match them. Now, warning, I'm going to make myself seem like a fool with this app as well, but you're used to that by now. It's par for the course. The app has a trending section with new audio clips that a lot of users are dub smashing, and a whole bunch of other categories below, kind of covering all of the bases. You can also tap the floating action button that you see down there to search for a particular clip that you want to use, see if it's in the database.
I have people skills.
If you want to upload your own clip, you can do that through your profile section under this plus sounds area. You can either choose a sound to import, or you can just record your own from your device using the microphone on board. Overall, there is an insane amount of clips to record your own dub smash to.
Bacon is good for me.
And you do that with the app. Once you have one recorded, you can do things like add text to it, maybe put a little emoji of a hamburger on it for some reason, if that's your cup of tea. It's ought to keep you entertained for a while, and it's a lot of fun. Find Dub Smash in the Play Store for free. Now, of the three apps, the one I've personally had the most fun with on my own is definitely Triller. It's so easy to record a bunch of takes of a music video and then kind of leave the editing up to the algorithm. You don't necessarily want to have to hand edit all that kind of stuff. It does that for you. And the less I have to touch and edit, the better. Triller smashed things together very nicely, I thought. Hope you all have some fun with these apps and try not to be as scary as I was lip syncing. Well, well, well. See if you could try it for yourself. I spooked even myself on that one when I took a look at it later. All right, before we move on, let's thank the sponsor of today's episode, and that's Blue Apron. You need to know how to cook. Otherwise, your stomach's not going to have the delicious food inside of it. And when it comes from you, it's even better. Not only are you going to feel like you know your way around the kitchen, but cooking at home just kind of means eating healthier, saving money instead of ordering that expensive takeout time and time again. Knowing where to start is the trick here, though, and Blue Apron has you covered. For less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron delivers all the fresh ingredients you need to create home-cooked meals. All you got to do is follow the simple step-by-step instructions that are included in the box. Each meal can be prepared in in 40 minutes or less. There's no more kind of overwhelming trips to the grocery store, no more big lists, no more sad takeout. No matter your dietary preferences, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like roasted chickpea and freesia salad with harissa glazed carrots and dates, or Korean bao sliders with gochujang mayo and sweet potato tempura right in your own kitchen. You're going to have so much fun trying to even say these words, let alone eat the food. Cook with ingredients that you've never used before, things like watermelon radishes, yuzu juice, labneh cheese. Recipes are between 500 to 700 calories per portion. It's delicious, it's good for you, and I want you to check it out for yourself. Right now, you can get your first two meals free. Just go to blueapron.com/twit. Check out this week's menu and get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/twit. And we thank Blue Apron for their support of Android App Arena. All right, up next, an app that personally I wondered if we'd ever see. Well, we see it now. It's this week's big app. It really took them long enough, but they finally made it happen. Today, I'll be taking a look at Reddit's long-awaited official app. Now, I'm a big fan of Reddit. I've used a number of third-party clients in the past. In comparison, Reddit does a pretty good job out of the gate, though many fans were happy to kind of skip back to their own preferred clients, probably more so because change is hard. Anyway, let's take a look. Here we have Reddit's front page with a glimpse of Reddit's adherence to material design. Points for that for sure. Now, tapping the floating action button from this view allows you to post to that subreddit that you're looking at in whatever methods it allows. As you know, each subreddit allows for different types of posts. Now, inside a particular post, that button changes. It becomes a reply button, so you can add your thoughts to the original post that you're looking at. Any thread can, of course, be collapsed when tapping it, making it easier to browse through. And, of course, up and down voting, integral parts of Reddit are included here, easily done throughout the app, right inside each of those little contexts. Now, from the menu view, you can select to see the subreddit either in this compact mode here that kind of fits more easily onto the screen. It makes more things fit at once, or this cards view, which really increases the size of images and requires a little bit more scrolling. Maybe better on a tablet, but on the phone, I prefer compact. Now slide out the left side tray and you get access to all of the subreddits that you're subscribed to, or if you want to add a new one, all you have to do is go up to that search box at the top and type it in and look for it. Now, down at the bottom of that list is a moderating section. This is for anyone who happens to manage or moderate subreddits, things that you might have control over, and there's some pretty good controls in there for moderators. One thing I don't like is that it doesn't pass you through to the official YouTube app when you find a link inside of Reddit. It opts for the mobile YouTube site instead, and I really hope that they'll change that at some point. Overall, it's tough to switch away from something that you're so used to, but I think this official app is a great start. No doubt, they've got a lot of catching up to do, though. Reddit, the official app, can be found for free in the Play Store. Now, I have noticed after using the official Reddit app even more now that it handles things like image posts differently than I like as well. On third-party Reddit apps, many times if you tap the preview image associated with a post, that simply pulls up the image full screen, and you know, if it happens to be an animated GIF, for example, that animation kind of kicks off immediately. The official Reddit app likes to open the page that the image is attached to. It kind of creates an extra step, which can be a little annoying. Again, so many options in this space that it's not the end of the world. If you don't like it, you can continue using the one that you do like. No harm, no foul, and you gotta love choice. So there you go. Send me your favorite apps and categories to arena@twit.tv. You can also post those to the subreddit, androidapparena.reddit.com. The show always plays live every Wednesday around 5 p.m. Pacific, following tech news today at twit.tv/live. And a new episode appears later in the evening in the feeds and on the show page at twit.tv/arena. All right, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell, and I will see y'all next week in the arena.